Welcome back, friends. So we talked very much at length with the sacramental life. And then, so now we've got all these plans, these desires, we've thought things through. Then what do we do? Psalm 46:10 came to my mind, be still and know that I am God. We wait, right? In the wintertime, there is some aspect of doing. We can get some material. We can get this, if we're going for seeds and not whole plants, we can get seeds. But if we're going for plants, we have to wait. And if we live in pretty soon here, we're going to have this, it'll freeze. And so we can't do any actual plantings. So there is going to be a point where we just be still and know that I am God. And so let your plans sit for a while. You, like in the gardens, you might decide, so here we've had terrible supply chain issues, just like everybody has supply chain issues on everything else in the garden store. And I've been really surprised. Plants I've always assumed to always be able to rely upon are not there, or not there in whatever variety or condition I was used to them. And so change that, a change there. And gardening most assuredly requires effort, money, and time, which we talked about with our Lord. And how is that? So do we need to save? Do we need to wait for an opportune time? So you might be in a place where, let's say, it is one of those particularly stressful times of life, and you really would like to take up with spiritual direction, or you would really would like to, but for whatever reason, your life is really in a hard yes. time.
Frozen season.
Yes. And so then, that's just reality. And that too has to come in to the fold mm-hmm. of choices. So with all of that, you take your plans to the Lord, and you discern your movements, the movements of the heart, and your telos, your goal, is an active and lively, it could be, an active and lively indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's another reason. Maybe you just won't make sense of things, or, whatever. We had talked about that. And within that movement is the cost, because I can assure you, following our Lord, when he says take up your cross and follow me, at times he really does mean that. He really does.
Yeah, and I do think that there's that element too of, we're a very impatient people, right? I mean, we want our burger, fries and Coke in 35 seconds after we order it. We want, we want what we want yesterday, and the church prudently gives us times during the year that are specifically liturgically geared toward waiting. And we are not supposed to wait in anxiety. Right. there should be an ability to wait and to ponder in calmness, and I think in a lively anticipation of goodness, right? So I mean, it's really important that even though it seems as though everything is in a darkened time, and I was thinking this year, particularly the weather in Ohio, it's going to be a very long, long winter for us, but we will have the consolation of the memory of what was truly one of the most spectacular falls that I have lived in Ohio in these 8 years that I've lived here. The colors were beyond brilliant. The trees were just on fire. The weather was sunny, and when it's usually been somewhat cloudy, and the colors have been muted, right? So, but because we had this very early spectacular winter, and all of the leaves had fallen from the tree in the middle of October, or you know, definitely by the end of October, it means that you're going to be looking at a fallow gray landscape from November until, at a minimum, mid-April, right? I mean, there's not going to be a real lively hope that you're going to see anything but gray and clouds. And every, you know, glimpse of sunlight that bursts through has really got to be that you're anticipating that, right? So that when it comes, you can rejoice in its goodness. And when it's gone, you're not sorrowing for its loss, right? And I think that it's important. I think the gardener knows that, right? A good gardener knows that this down period is not a time to be filled with despair, but rather it's to be a time of lively expectation and hope. And it's really important that we cultivate that attitude of hopefulness, of interior silence and interior hopefulness that recognizes that if God permits gray days, it's only because he wants the sun to be that much brighter when it shines. And you know, that's, I think that we're losing that ability to wait. And the problem with not waiting, right, is we accept an unnecessary inferiority, that's not what God desires for us. God wants us to have true excellence, true goodness, true beauty. Right. But we sacrifice our inability to wait forces us to surrender a potential goodness for a temporal, I don't know, I wouldn't even call it a pleasure, a temporary satisfaction.
That would be an excellent place to stop, even though it will be shorter. The last one will be a little longer. So we average them all out, and we, Sarah and I, will propose to you the true excellence at Telos, worth considering. Till then, my friends, fide Sriracha.